AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We still don't know why. Somebody shot Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz in the back last night at a bar in his native Dominican Republic. His father says he'll recover.
Authorities say Ortiz is hospitalized in stable condition following surgery for a gunshot wound after being ambushed by a man in a bar in Santo Domingo. Dominican National Police say a gunman approached from behind and shot Ortiz at close range. Police say the alleged gunman was captured and beaten by a crowd of people at the bar. Investigators plan to question him after he's treated for his injuries. I'm Mike Hempen.
We've been talking to O.J. Simpson. It's been 25 years since he was cleared of charges that he murdered his ex-wife Nicole and her friend.
He tells the Associated Press he's healthy and happy, living in Las Vegas. Wednesday marks a quarter century since his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman were killed, and the former football hero, fans called the Juice, became a suspected murderer. But the nearly 72-year-old says neither he or his children want to look back or talk about that day. I'm Matt Small.
Today would have been the day President Trump put a 5% tax on imports from Mexico, but now there's an agreement between the nations, though Democrats say there's not much new in it. Mexico's ambassador says they are sending the National Guard to their southern border to try to keep Central American immigrants from flowing through Mexico into the U.S. illegally.
When people talk about deployment of troops, they are wrong. What we are deploying is a police force, and we are deploying it to put order in the border.
Ambassador Martha Barcena on Face the Nation. Lightning struck a motorcyclist on a Florida interstate yesterday. It cracked his helmet, set it on fire, and caused him to crash, killing him. He was 45. This is AP Radio News. Iran's foreign minister is warning the U.S. not to start a war.
Mohammad Javad Zarif warns amid tensions between Washington and Tehran that whoever starts a war with us will not be the one who finishes it. Zarif made the remarks while speaking alongside visiting German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, who is in Tehran in an effort to salvage Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Zarif came out of talks grim-faced after a long private discussion with Maas, who on Sunday called Iran's ballistic missile program problematic. The U.S. pulled out of Iran's nuclear deal over a year ago. I'm Charles Ledesma.
In India, a court has convicted six men of raping and killing an 8-year-old girl belonging to a Muslim community of nomadic herders. The men were Hindus. Four of them were police officials. Authorities say the attackers were trying to terrify the Muslim community into leaving the area. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.